This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I gotta have more cowbell. Gotta have it. Happy almost Halloween, everybody. Mwah! Oh, it's been a very scary show. Everyone here is, look at us. These costumes are just so elaborate.
I know. I'm sweaty from it.
Oh, I know. So my work. Goodness. I probably sound kind of muffled from all the headgear I have on.
How's my mic?
Oh, your mic sounds great.
Good.
Sounds
perfect.
Great, yeah. And mm-hmm. Bryn's got a way to monitor that. And so if we're...
Lots of texts coming in. Vinny sounds like he's underwater. Bubbles and everything. Sounds off. Someone else said, he sounds scratchy. Please help him.
It's part of the Halloween bit, okay?
Right, okay, there you go.
Yeah, there it is. We're just trying to sound scary today. And clearly, we're being successful.
It's working.
All right, let's hear how the very scary news goes.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, if... What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Get the Radio.com app to stream our show live. If you missed the show live, you can catch our show's full podcast on the app, too. That's radio.com. All right, here's what's happening. We've got a really nice day ahead, actually a really nice weekend. Full moon tomorrow night. So it's Halloween and a full moon, and nobody gets to go out and enjoy it. That really stinks.
Yeah, that's right. That does stink. I forgot about that whole part where we can't go out.
Right. Don't forget, we fall back this weekend, and the election is coming up on Tuesday, and the prediction is there may be a little bit of unrest. So, someone wrote in and said, on which side? I'm like, I think both sides just feel like going out and breaking stuff. So, that's just great.
Yep. Let's not go crazy.
No.
Let's don't. Turn that off right now. What are you trying to scare people? Stop it.
The 49ers are playing Seattle this weekend. Go Niners. And we'll begin.
Go Niners.
Here with some nerd news.
Okay. I love nerd news.
A study in the journal Behavioral Ecology found vampire bats are much better at social distancing than we are. When they're sick or their immune system is weak, they automatically stay away from other bats that are healthy so they don't get them sick.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's bat crazy.
NASA reposted the spookiest photo of the sun ever taken. Back in October of 2014, the brightest and most active parts of the sun happened to make a pattern that looked like a jack-o'-lantern with two eyes and a nose and a creepy smile. Here's what it looks like, everyone.
Thank you, the sun, for participating in our Halloween festivities.
It does look like a jack-o'-lantern, right?
The sun is a very good sport.
Mm-hmm. A new study looked at recreational fear, or why we sometimes enjoy being scared. A team of researchers watched people go through haunted houses and track their heart rate. And then they asked them which parts they liked the most. They found there's a sweet spot where you're not too scared, but just scared enough to have the maximum amount of fun. It's less fun if our heart rate gets too high or too low, and we don't like being scared too many times in a row without a break. That's just like being tickled. Now you're torturing me.
Right. That's
it was
true.
Cute for a second.
Bryn has a torture video from his kid that he won't put up.
Oh, come on. That was personal.
I don't know. I feel like you should put it up. It is Halloween after all.
I kind of did exactly what Vinny he told the story before where he scared the crap out of his kid, and she actually fell, like, she just totally slipped. You know, she was running around the house saying, "Daddy, Daddy." So I jumped down and I ducked. She comes running by. I go, "Rah!" She just, "Rah!" She fell right on the hardwood floor and slipped. I'm like, "Oh, no." You see me drop the phone. And I'm like, "Oh, honey, are you okay?" And I have it all on video. I'm like, I am
solid parenting. Get that up on Instagram immediately. Dummy. So good.
Yeah. Seems like a good idea at the time until they start crying. And then you go, "Wow, that did not work out." How about a couple fast facts?
I love fast facts, Vinny. Fast facts.
I-95 goes through 15 states from Maine down to Florida, which is the most of any interstate.
Oh.
Even though, what is it? Is it 80 cuts across the whole United States? I guess it's because the states are longer?
Must be, because, yeah, it's like Route 1. In fact, I think it runs parallel to the East Coast. Isn't there like an East Coast Route 1 too, or is that
I-95 is, I believe, what I drove when we did the tripping with Vinny.
Had to be
in Philly.
That's the road. Mm-hmm. That is the road. It goes right through all the major towns.
We went from Vermont to Florida.
Mm.
Oh no, to Atlanta, and then to Florida.
Yep,
and then back up.
Well, stops
Philly.
All along the way. We sent you to the naked car wash. Right. You got to go skiing. You get to go to SNL. I mean, you guys.
You
had
know,
quite
when
the
you
trip.
Say naked car wash, you'd think that was cool, but it was actually hillbilly hell. It was someone's private little barn where girls were naked, yes, but they were.
We had good intentions, Vinny. We were trying to get you the naked car wash, for God's
right.
sake.
No, I know that. I know what you were aiming for. I'm just telling you it in
naked car wash.
In title, it sounds great.
Mm.
There was a point where I just went, I just want to leave. I don't like it here.
These chicks seem to, I think they're going to give me something.
Yeah.
But I don't want.
Quentin Tarantino did a rewrite on the movie It's Pat. Yes, the SNL movie about the character with the unknown gender. He was paid for the rewrite, but didn't want credit. He said, no thanks. Don't put my name on that.
Leave me off of that. That makes
Disney
sense.
Decided not to make Giselle from Enchanted one of the Disney princesses because they didn't want to have to pay lifelong rights to Amy Adams for her image.
Oh.
So they just said nope.
Because it was live action first, they decided against it.
Right.
That's a great movie. Have you ever seen that?
I
loved it. There's singing, there's dancing, it's hilarious. It's one of my favorite Disney movies.
I have a couple foodie stories for you.
All right.
McDonald's is bringing back the McRib, everyone.
All right.
Oh, that went away?
Yeah. So it's the first time since 2012 that the McRib is back. So there you go. For
since
you
2012?
Foodies. Yep.
Really?
It'll be available in restaurants nationwide starting...
Has anyone here
December 2nd.
Had a McRib?
I have not.
I have not.
Can someone let us know how that is?
I've heard people like it, but well, then, you know, if people like it so much, why has it been gone for this many years?
Right.
Anyway, the McRib is back on December 2nd for a limited time, everyone, so.
Is it just like pork meat in a, because it can't have rib bones in there. I mean, the
no,
whole point of a rib is you're eating it off
like
the,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But it has just, like, it looks like formed to have rib.
I do like
butts.
Barbecue sauce, so there's no doubt.
Sure,
but I won't order that. I'm not going to. Also, in other foodie news, it looks like, let me get this right. Stouffer's is releasing a clothing line. They're making sweatshirts, t-shirts, and fanny packs featuring pictures of pasta and random slogans about pasta. So all you foodies, get your pasta pictured fanny pack today.
I do like fanny packs, you know. Sometimes it's fun to have one with macaroni on it.
Sure.
Be the first in your neighborhood to sport a macaroni fanny pack. Thank you, Stouffer's.
It's sad that I relate to this to some extent, not the age of the people in it in the story, but I've been in trouble a couple times.
What, you?
Yeah. Anyway,
come on.
There's a guy in Minnesota who recently got busted for hiding a bag of drugs in someone else.
Oh. But was the person a willing hidee?
I think so, but okay. It's still a problem. 25-year-old Mahad Muhammad was driving, and a younger guy in his teens was sitting in the passenger seat. When police pulled them over, they found a baggie of cocaine tucked in the teen's backside.
Wow.
Oh.
That's, so it looks like one of those.
The problem with that is you have to actually smell that later. I mean, that is.
You do, don't you?
Thinking of all the places to hide it, that's almost the last place I'd think of. Because, well, I suppose if it's in the right packaging. Like, how was it packaged, Vinny? Tell me more about the packaging.
Mahad eventually admitted, all right, they're mine. And that he told the teenager to hide them.
Hmm.
The traffic stop happened back in 2018, but he just pleaded guilty on Monday to second-degree drug possession. He'll be sentenced in December. Talk about a system cluster bleep.
Oh, my God. That is...
Two years later, this guy is still in court over a little bit of cocaine. I mean, come on.
Up with some teenager's keister. You know, I've actually heard that people do that.
What?
Partake of it from that end.
Oh, no, you haven't heard that.
No, I have heard it.
You can't breathe through that.
You don't have to breathe it. It's like, think about coffee enemas. Like, it goes direct to all the things that supply the body. And apparently that's a thing.
That was never my drug of choice. So I want to say that first. Okay. But I had done it. And I can tell you right now, that stuff, whoever's got it, is not only the king of the night, like you see everyone following the one dude with the stuff, and also it's such gold. I can't imagine anyone wasting it or trying that, hoping it's going to work.
Apparently, it's not a waste. Apparently, it lasts a long time, and you're fully in it.
So the question is,
instantaneous, yeah.
Have you?
No. Oh, Lord, no. I just, when you were talking about the kid with the keistering, I thought he's lucky one of those didn't break open because apparently it's quite intense.
Lucky or unlucky?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It depends, I guess, on how into it he is.
The reason I laughed at that story is when me and my dumb little friends, my car was bright orange when I was a kid, so I was always known wherever I went. And we'd get pulled over, and sometimes there was a, you know, you got to hold this for me. I can't. And so we all sort of took turns taking the hit.
Well,
you know what I mean.
That is the one kid with the bulging pockets and all the other kids going, we don't know where that kid. We don't even know this kid. We picked him up on the street back there.
It's true. They did. My turn.
You know, I guess because I don't know enough about China, these stories always surprise me. I always think of China and their government as being a pretty law and order state. So to hear that...
That's one way of putting it.
There's a 29-year-old guy in Chongqing, China, earlier this month, who got super high on meth. And my truest reaction to that was, they have meth in China? How are they?
That is actually surprising.
Okay. Ooh. He was super high on meth and decided to make it rain, so he started throwing cash out the window of his apartment on the 30th floor to people who were commuting to work below. It caused a major traffic jam as people got out of their cars and ran through the streets trying to collect the money.
That will happen. People will follow. They're almost like they might leave the trail of the cocaine guy to go over to the trail of the money guy.
Right. And so...
Hard decision.
It turned out that he was busted...
Because they've traced the money up to his apartment.
Somebody fingered him. Yeah. Like, it's coming from right there. That's the guy. Right up
there.
I've
just been fingered.
Exactly right.
That's it. They're going to haul me in.
Yep. Let's see here. Oh, trip out on this. This is a little bit of coronavirus stuff. It looks like the only demographic not drinking more this year. There's only one. The only demographic not drinking more this year is... college students.
Oh, they're doing the same. I thought you were going to say babies were drinking.
No, they're drinking either less during the pandemic or the same, but they're not drinking more.
They were always going to be drunk during this period, and so it's...
And classic toys have made a comeback during the pandemic. Sales of things like Barbie dolls, Hot Wheels, and Legos are way up. Tonka trucks have jumped 250% from last year.
I love Tonka trucks. Oh, my God. My kids, I think we wound up donating them, but they just had quite the collection, and it was just taking up so much room we had to get rid of them. But they're, you know, they just the Tonka truck. I mean, who doesn't want their backyard dug up by your kid with his Tonka truck?
Come on. Yeah, it says here that they remind us of simpler times. Oh, and also parents are looking for anything to keep their kid off a screen.
Yes. So it's not surprising.
So I'm living that for sure. I'm out of time, but listen, our text number is 800-400-3697. Send us your texts and we'll read them on the other side of these important messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.